That was the track Every Day by the Manitoba-based band Ledwin from their debut EP Mask of Sanity that came out very recently. And that was like the last song for you guys today. I have one more for you, one that you probably know, and it is from a band that is described as being Canadian-American, which I've never heard of before. It's a first for me, but it does make sense. If you've guessed it already, then it is the band Big Wreck. This is from their debut album, In Loving Memory. I've been playing you one of their hit songs, That Song, is what it's called. And I didn't know that this band was a hit, to be honest. The first time I heard this song was only like 2 weeks ago, and I really enjoyed it. I think it's really good. And I hope you guys do too. It was released in 1998, so I wasn't born yet. It wasn't a hit for me. And in any case, I hope you enjoy it. It'll be coming up for this last one. I was happy to be back live on air. I took a little break, but I hope you guys enjoyed my show for the past 2 weeks. I'm excited for the upcoming shows coming up for this summer because it feels like summertime. It is summertime. I'm really enjoying it. And shout out to my brother. It's his birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Dylan. I hope you, if you wanted, if you did, tuned in. I think he would have liked these songs. He's turning into a country guy, and I think these rock songs kind of would have been okay for him. They would have gotten a pass, probably. Hopefully. Oh well. Any case, I hope he's doing well. This one's for you, Dylan, and I hope you guys all have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for staying tuned in, and I'll see you next time right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye.
This is Bird Note. Molly Adams founded the Feminist Bird Club to try to make birding safer and more inclusive.
Birders who are Black, visibly disabled, and queer are going to face challenges while birding that cisgender, able-bodied white people do not. And our goal is to reduce these obstacles.
Along with co-author Sydney Golden Anderson, Molly wrote a book titled Birding for a Better World that welcomes newcomers to birding and offers ways to make events more inclusive and accessible.
We hope that this book encourages organizers to consider what needs they might not already be meeting and find ways to accommodate them. Throughout the book, you'll see a lot of suggestions from other birding organizations and ways that organizers can look to their own members and other groups in their community.
The book also debunks some myths that can scare people away from birding, Sydney says.
Birding does not necessarily mean bird walk. In fact, you don't have to walk at all while birding. Birding is for all people of all ages and abilities. You don't have to have fancy equipment to begin birding. And yes, you're a birder, even if you're a beginner.
What's more, Sydney says that birding can help improve our world.
Birding with mindfulness can be a profoundly healing practice that can help one redevelop a sense of interconnectivity with nature. How to just be there and coexist and do so in a way that's sustainable and gentle and careful and reciprocal.
Learn more about the book on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jonice Franklin.
Losing your vision and unable to use your computer anymore? The Canadian Council of the Blind is here to support you. Our Get Together with Technology program is a training and support program open to all Canadians experiencing vision loss. Taught by a technology expert who is also blind or low vision, participants will learn how to use popular assistive software and devices. Find out more about the Canadian Council of the Blind and our programming at ccbnational.net or call us at 1-877-304-0968.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Good day. You're listening to Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoff, and this is edition 314. Thanks for tuning in. On the broadcast this week, I'm going